school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. Last week, I told you how I've organized all of my due dates for my classes in one single document that I printed out and put on a clipboard. And that is a very, very specific organizational strategy that may or may not apply to your life and what you're doing. But what I want to share with you today is applicable for everyone. First, before I go any further, I just want to thank you. I know that the audio quality on these Monday podcasts are not as good as they are on all of the other Organize 365 podcasts because, yeah, I'm driving, like driving from the eye doctor appointment to the next appointment because I literally do not have any more time in my schedule in order to record these podcasts, but I do want to record these podcasts. And so that's just the limitation that we have. If I'm going to record PhD podcasts, they're going to be recorded while I'm driving. Don't worry about me driving. I'm using a handheld mic. So basically, it's like I'm holding a coffee in my hand and I am paying attention to the road. Also, I will be doing a lot of driving in the next couple of months. And so I'll have a lot of time in the car. I do not have a lot of extra time anywhere else in my life, which is the subject of this podcast episode. So one of the things that I stumbled across early on in the Organize 365 journey, about the time I was like 38 to 42. I cannot remember exactly when it happened. I do think it's after I started Organize 365, but it could have been the year before. Either way, when I realized this was when my kids were in middle school. So I was driving the kids to school. They both went to private schools and had different placements that they needed, and they were not in the same school. And every week, I would make out my list of where I was going to go and what I was going to do and how I was going to spend my time. And every night, I would end up without my to-do list being done, and I could not figure out why I was not getting the things done on the list that I thought that I could get done. And after a while, I was like, well, where is your time going, Lisa? And I kind of did an informal time study, and that's when I realized I was spending 25 hours a week driving kids. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, you just drive the kids to the private bus stop to take them downtown to the school. Or sometimes I'd have to go pick up the kids to go to a doctor's appointment. But I was not calculating that each 15-minute trip was a 15-minute trip one way, which meant that I was spending 30 minutes actually in the car. Or if I had to drive all the way to the kids' school, which was 30 minutes, that was 30 minutes each way, which was an hour. And that's if traffic wasn't bad, and traffic was always bad. So if you had to go to the doctor, there was the doctor's appointment time, but then there was the time to get to the doctor's appointment and to get home from the doctor's appointment. And I could not believe that all of those 15, 30, and 1 hour time blocks added up to 25 hours a week. Like, I was just blown away. And so there was a period of time for a couple of years where I wrote on my calendar all of the driving time necessary for any appointments. If I had to leave my house, there was the appointment, and then there was the commute to and from that appointment, so that I had a better realistic understanding that, you know, a 30-minute doctor appointment was actually a 90-minute commitment. And that's if everything went well. It was about this time that I started Organize 365, and I started working with a client who also had her list. And like, it just seemed like everything should work. Like, why wasn't she able to get done and accomplish all of the different commitments that she had committed to? And then I remembered my own scenario, and I said to her, how much time do you spend in the car? And she's like, oh, yeah, I just take the kids to school and take them to practice. You know, that's all it is. I said, okay, well, let's humor me. Let's actually map it out. So we actually mapped it out. Sure enough, she was spending 20 hours a week driving. And so every once in a while, when I start to get overwhelmed or I try to figure out where is my time actually going, it is usually these everyday occurrences that we aren't thinking of that are really sucking out a lot of the minutes and hours of our day. So, all that to say, since I am in a brand new phase of life, and I'm trying to add in basically another full-time job of getting a PhD with my already full-time job in my, as active as I want to be in my personal life at home with my husband and my kids and my grandchild, I was like, where is all of my extra time going? Now, I know it's going to jigsaw puzzling. I got rid of that. But I still want to take a bath every night. And I still need to get ready in the morning. And I still want to spend some time with Grayson every day. And so I started figuring out how much time was I spending with Grayson. It was about an hour and a half a day. Now I spend about an hour a day with Grayson. And so just looking at still doing the things I want to do, like I could spend 45 minutes in a bathtub, but now, you know, it's 15 to 30 minutes. And knowing that those different blocks of time are going to happen during the day, I actually have them on my calendar. And once again, I'm putting commuting time back on my calendar. So now when you look at my calendar, I don't put getting ready in the morning because I always know that's going to take 30 minutes. And that I don't have on my calendar yet. But everything after I'm ready to go for the day is on my calendar. So my 30-minute commute home, my hour with Grayson, I put down 45 minutes for a bath, which also includes everything getting ready for bed, watching TV with Greg. Like, everything that would have naturally occurred in my life is now getting a time block. And then when I look at my week, I play with those time blocks. You know, do I feel like an hour a day with Grayson is enough? And over the first couple of weeks, I realized, yeah, an hour a day is perfect. Like, it's enough time to where if I'm sitting there, he voluntarily leaves me to go do something else. But if I were to give him less than an hour, I don't think that he would voluntarily leave me, if you know what I mean. Like, he likes to play with Grandma, and Grandma likes to play with him. Now, I could sit down there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, but it seems like Grayson gets his lovey fill within 45 minutes to an hour. And so kind of when an hour is up, I kind of walk away now. And the family's like, you're going up? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, go work on this, work on that. And that seems to be a good amount of time for me. I have been working on my schedule and how to work the PhD work and everything else I want to do into my schedule since before the PhD started. And then I added my classes in. And my class times, not all of my professors use all of the hours of the class time that they have. Some of them run a little shorter. So now I'm able to say, oh, that class is going to be over a little bit earlier so I can allocate that time somewhere else. I also now know about how long it takes me to do the assignments in each class. And so I'm a little bit better at estimating how much of my school time is going to be spent in different ways. So I have blocked off 25 to 30 hours a week for PhD time and just color-coded it yellow. But I created another calendar, because I'm obsessed with this kind of stuff, for my PhD work. And inside of that block of time that I've set off for the PhD, I will go in and schedule out, you know, 5 to 6 hours for the 501 paper and, you know, so much time for reading. It takes me so long to read a chapter in each kind of book. I know how long it takes me. So long to read the chapter, so long to take the online test, so long to whatever. And so anytime that I am looking at my next week and I'm looking at the amount of assignments that are due, I can kind of figure out where I have extra time and where I don't have enough time and can add more time in. This is kind of a little bit more difficult to share in a podcast than it would be if you were actually looking at my calendar. And if you're in the Productive Home Solution In the personal organizing section, we do have a whole week on organizing your Google Calendar. So if you go in there, you could see how I've done this in the past with different things. But if you too are struggling and you're like, why don't I get everything done? Or do I have the capacity to take on a new exercise class, you know, or whatever you're looking at? Start looking at the pockets of time on your calendar that do not have anything associated with them, and either observe or actually document how you use that time for a week or two so that you know where your time is going. Then you know if you have time that you can actually give up to something new and maximize your productivity.